You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today. Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us over at support@businessrepublic.net. We would love to answer your question. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA over at 100mba.net, a complete business training and community online. And today's question comes from Heather. And Heather asks, how did you decide the color scheme of your brand and your business? Good question, Heather. And the answer to this question may surprise you because it's pretty simple and quick. And that's a good thing because that way you can implement the same thing in your business. So let's get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Acuity Scheduling. If you're a service-based business and you're trying to coordinate your schedule with your clients, whether you're a massage therapist, a business coach, a consultant, a plumber, it doesn't matter. Acuity Scheduling can help you out. They make it super, super simple for you to make sure your scheduling is on point. Don't believe me? Try it for free. I did and I absolutely loved it. Check them out at acuityscheduling.com. That's A-C-U-I-T-Y scheduling.com. So Heather asks, how did we decide the color scheme with our businesses or our branding? And Heather, it's pretty simple. Maybe it's a little oversimplistic, but it worked for us and it's a good way for you to just get it done. A lot of us, we dwell and we spend too much time on choosing these things. The colors of our logo or our brand, the look and feel of our website, all that stuff. Remember, at the end of the day, it's the value you convey to your audience. What are you actually doing for them? How are you improving their life? That's really what matters. Yes, these things are significant and they can help your branding, but don't think every little decision about it is going to affect the bottom line. So what did we do for the $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja? We took a look at what our brand represents. What do we believe in with the $100 MBA? For us is independence, doing your own thing, being a self-learner, going against the grain, going against the norms, because most people think you need an MBA to be able to do business. Being fun, being interesting, being interactive with our learning. So these are the values that we held. And then we took a look at some companies, some other businesses, some other brands that may have similar types of themes, similar types of values. Who do we resonate strongly with? And I'm talking about something that's in a completely different marketplace. It could be a television show. It could be a sitcom. It could be a band. What color schemes do they use? And you may just want to adopt the same or something similar. This is just a simple, really quick way to choose a color scheme. It also have to be colors that you like that go along with your personality and who you are. Nicole and I like black and white because there's contrast there. We love contrast. And those are some of the colors in the $100 MBA. Nicole loves red. I love red. Red is a very vibrant color. It's also an action-taking color. There's a sense of urgency with red and a sense of revolution, a sense of changing things up. And those are our colors for the $100 MBA. It's not that complicated, really. We just took a look at our values, what we believe in, what are some colors we think would represent those values. We took a look at also some other companies, some other businesses that have similar values. What colors do they use? We got ideas from that. And we put it together. Now, a great way to put together what's called a color palette, which is the colors you use for your brand, is a site called colorlovers.com, and it's like color, like the British spelling of color, colorlovers.com. And now this website allows you to put together a color palette for your brand. And it's great because you could save it and you can share it with other people, whether they're designers or other people that are working on the project with you. So what the site also does is that if you choose a couple colors that you just want to get started with, it also will choose some other colors that will go along with them. What are some complementary colors that would go with those first couple of colors? So if you just meet them halfway, they'll get you there the rest of the way. It's pretty simple. You can also browse different palettes, and these palettes can give you some ideas. You might just find a palette that you like. Oh, this is perfect. These colors look great. I'm going to use them. Now, I just want to confess something that a lot of people probably don't know about me, but I'm not very good with colors. I'm not very good with the subtle colors. I'm a little bit, I guess, colorblind in some way with colors that are very close to each other, like blues and greens and browns and greens. I guess I missed that class in school when I was growing up or something. But the point here is that colors is just not my thing. I'm not very good with understanding colors. And this is why we use these tools. Luckily, Nicole's really good with colors, so she helped me out. But these tools made me understand a little bit more about, oh, okay, I see how these colors work together. Heather, I told you that this is going to be a simple answer and nice and easy. My last piece of advice to this question is try to keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate things. To get started, just choose four colors. You can even just choose three colors. But the point is that don't choose like five or six colors. You can't use all these colors on your website and still look professional and still look consistent with your branding. The point here is that you want a couple colors that are like your primary colors that you use for all your branding, a couple accent colors. And that's pretty much it. Take an hour or so to use Color Lovers to think of your brand and your values and other brands that share the same values. What colors do they use? And just decide on some colors and get started. Guys, I got a little bit more I want to share on this topic. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Acuity Scheduling. Gavin, the founder of Acuity Scheduling, actually started it because his mom needed help with scheduling in her own business. She was a massage therapist. And it was impossible because the phone would ring because her clients would call her while she was in a session and they were trying to reschedule. And everybody's schedule was a mess. Her clients, hers, her suppliers, everybody in between. So Gavin, her son, created Acuity Scheduling for her and built it from the ground up. So if you're a service-based professional, you gotta go with Acuity Scheduling. It's made for you. It's gonna cut down your time. It's gonna cut down your costs. And best of all, you have nothing to lose. Give it a try for free over at acuityscheduling.com. That's A-C-U-I-T-Y scheduling.com. I checked it out myself, and I think it's one of the best scheduling tools I've ever seen. Well done, Gavin. Try them out for free at acuityscheduling.com. One last piece of advice when it comes to choosing your colors for your brand or having colors for your brand. Once you've chosen them, each color has something called a hex code. It's a six-digit or letter code. You want to keep these codes handy. What I do is I actually create a spreadsheet on Google Drive with my codes for each brand, for the $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja. And in fact, I've referred to it so much, I've memorized these codes. So like the blue for Webinar Ninja, I know is 0062C4. Now, why are these codes important? It's because you're going to be using them when you customize your website, when you create logos. And you need to tell either the designer or you need to put it into your own software to choose that color and make sure it's exactly your color. You could see it as a unique serial number for your color. Yeah, it's pretty cool. These colors actually have specific numbers. So keep them handy because you're going to need them throughout, whether that's customizing a newsletter or just adding a dash of your branding in anything you do on your website. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, guys, every weekend we do Q&A weekends. Tomorrow we have another question, and it's from Robin. Robin asks, how much does speaking impact your bottom line, speaking in public? And we'll talk about that in tomorrow's lesson. I can't wait for it. But until then, I want to leave you with this. Colors are great, but think about the brands that get it right, the best well-known brands. Coca-Cola, Apple, Microsoft, Starbucks. They're not really using a whole bunch of colors. The only exception to this rule is Google. But they're the exception, not the rule. But look at Coca-Cola, red and white. Sometimes they use black. Facebook, blue and white. Apple, silver and white. It's really simple. It's really clean. Do your best to keep it simple and don't overcomplicate things. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.